Again, the characteristic of humanity is that what they will do is this: knowing that they have a need, knowing that their own ways of getting right with God are not working, they're going to do something else. They're going to fill their life with things. Fill their life with things and try to quench the reality that they need Christ. And I can hide myself. I can hide myself in my work. I can hide myself in my money. And I can hide myself in my church. And I can hide myself in my family. You know what? I'll be the best dad there is. And I'll devote my time to my kids. And I'll be the best husband. I'm the best wife. And I'll hide myself in holidays. And hide myself in hobbies. And hide myself in chores and sports. And hide myself in learning. And I'll get all the books that I can read. And I'll try to hide, and you can't. And you can't because he sees you. And God says, I fill heaven and earth. And you can't hide. But when I say that, my dear friend, it gives me this wonderful reminder that just as there is true hope in Christ, so there is true refuge in Christ, isn't there? Because again, the tendency in the life of men and women to try to hide from God indicates they need a place of safety. You need to hide somewhere. Why would you? The wrath of God abideth on you. You're under condemnation without Christ. And time is passing by. And soon you'll stand before that judgment throne. You need a hiding place. You need like those poor Jews in there in Holland to have a compassionate one. One that loves you. And one that makes a provision in which you can hide. And when the reproach is there and the judgment is there, you're safe. There is one, and it's Christ.